Hold Me Gently, written by Matt V. Sunflower and read by Flower Parish. This is a Danny Phantom and Batman crossover fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Danny Fenton / Jason Todd. This is part 6 of the Let's Get Cozy 2024 series. Danny sweeps into the apartment like a storm, making Jason look up from the pot of stew he's stirring. Danny shoves his messenger bag onto its hook and fights with his scarf until he gets fed up, trying to unwrap it from his neck, and just phases it off of him. He throws it on the floor and kicks it, which has Jason raising an eyebrow. Bad day at work. Danny doesn't bother hanging his jacket either, just lets it drop to the floor. He signs wildly while he kicks his boots off. Some asshole customer tried to argue with me about his stupid car, acting like he knew better than the literal mechanic working on it. One of his boots hits the wall and Danny stomps into the kitchen. Jason just barely has time to put his ladle down before he finds himself with his arms full of ticked-off boyfriend. "I'm sorry, sweetheart," he says, wrapping his arms around Danny and resting his chin on Danny's head. "How do you want me to help? Do you want advice or do you just want a vent?" Static makes the hair on the back of Jason's arms stand up and he sighs. He runs his fingers through Danny's hair and kisses his head. The hissing sound of lightning crackling through ice makes Jason's head hurt. He can't understand Danny's ghost speak outside of the realms, but he understands the frustration. "I know, let it all out." Once the static dies down and Danny's frustration is reduced to a pathetic pout, Jason sits him on the couch. "Let me do something with the stew and I'll come over for cuddles." He grabs a blanket off the back of the couch and wraps it around Danny's shoulders. He takes the stew off the heat and puts a lid on it, confident that it'll keep hot for a good long while. He quickly washes his hands, then goes over to Danny. After a bit of shuffling, Jason settles down with Danny on his chest and finds his own comfort in the weight of his partner draped across him. "People can be assholes sometimes," he agrees, nose buried in Danny's hair and breathing deeply. Danny smells of sweat, motor oil, and ozone with a note of something fresh like mint underneath. Danny huffs loudly and smushes his face into Jason's peck. Jason scratches his fingernails along Danny's scalp in response to his distress, and Danny starts to sort of purr. It's a purr that Jason feels in his own core rather than hearing it with his ears. Jason chuckles. "It's so cute when you do that." Danny pinches his side, making Jason yelp. "Hey, it's true. Course, I think you're cute when you do most things, so..." He half shrugs and continues petting Danny's hair. Danny brings a hand up and taps the side of Jason's neck, then his lip. Danny's way of asking him to talk to fill the silence. He learned early on that Danny likes listening to the sound of his voice. So, Jason talks. He tells Danny about his day doing stuff for Crime Alley, what he had for lunch, and all his family's shenanigans at dinner. "They asked when you'd be back to visit, and I told them soon. Oh, and I got a call from Hannah today." Danny perks up at the name of their social worker. He picks his head up so he can look at Jason. Jason grins. "We've been selected for consideration." Danny's face lights up and he dives back in for a hug, wriggling about in excitement. Jason wraps his arms around Danny and squeezes him tight. There's still quite a long process ahead, but she seems to think we have a really good chance and that this could be our kid. The purring from Danny's core kicks up a few notches, and Jason swears he can actually hear it this time. The end.